Hi to everybody. I am Simona Caraceni, and I will talk to you about the technological cultural landscape. At first, I would like to thank the museum that hosts us, the university, and Avicom to give me the pleasure to speak to you. It is an honor to be here in this room with you today. And my organization, I am an Avicom member, but in Italy, I am Italian. I also work for an organization that is Sineca, that is the consortium of all Italian universities, and today is one of the largest Italian computing centers, one of the most important worldwide. Cineca has got a department that is called Visit Lab, that is devoted only to make heritage projects. We began a lot of years ago with virtual archaeology and a reconstruction of archaeology model, and we continue our work about scientific visualization, big data managing. We have got one of the most powerful computer in the world. We are in the top 500 chart of the most important computer, supercalculation computer of the world. And we can manage enormous quantities of data. And our department is about visualization of heritage, archaeology, and other heritage project. Today, the theme of my speech will be about cultural landscape and how technology can enhance the concept of landscape. And I would like to introduce you the theme of the ICOM General Assembly that will be held in Milan in July 2016, as Dora told before me. That will be museum and cultural landscape. This is a theme that is very dear to all the museologists in the world, and now I will go inside museology before going in deep in technology. The concept of landscape in museology goes further than the definition of eco-museum or virtual museum. ICOM Italy, that is the other organization in which I belong, has started a study about how museum can link with the territory and so enhance some cultural politics of developing heritage, enhance the number of visitors, having a partnership with other public institutions in the territory. And that's that action involves the concept of landscape, because Italian people are very proud of their landscape that is a part of the culture of Italy, as all the landscape of all the countries in the world. And last year, in 2014, we had a very important congress in Siena, and we started the process of a Siena Charter that is about the link between museums and cultural landscape, and hopefully we will go in 2016 in Milan, approving official ICOM declaration on museum and cultural landscapes. Hopefully, because it is a process that we started in Siena in 2014. Now I will go more deeper inside the technology and how technology can enhance the concept of landscape. It is a wide known term, the smart cities, you know, city that or a public institution that connect people and make a lot of services using technology. And in Cineca, we try to go further in the concept of a smart landscape. And that's a platform that we have built about the candidacy of Bologna Porticos to a UNESCO World Heritage List. Supporting this candidacy, we build a platform that is about that starts from the map. The map is a cultural artifact that can be shared between culture because it is a representation of a territory. In this map that you see, it takes from OpenStreetMap, Bing Road, or Google Maps, we made what is the street view of Bologna Porticos. And there are 40 kilometers of porticos in Bologna. That is the first example of a shared private and public space. That is the private space that become public, and it is the border, the threshold where the public meets the privates and so on. To enhance this model, we make this street view because we tried to link with a very emotional platform that probably you know very well, that is Google Night Walk. That is some kind of street view based, in this case, in the city of Marseille in France, and that links electronic music, storytelling, and so on. In fact, this platform about the porticos of Bologna was presented inside an electronic music festival, that is Robot Festival, held in Bologna the last October, with, you can see from the name of the artists that were in Bologna, was a very big electronic music festival, and we made people experience the porticos of Bologna with this emotional platform. Here you can see that the platform takes some hashtag from Instagram or other stuff like also 3D models. Here is a 3D model of, in this case, Via Santo Stefano 10, that can be browsed in a lot of stuff. And this project was held with the collaboration of the University of Bologna, the Faculty of Architecture, that made all the scans about the porticos of Bologna. There are not all the 40 kilometers of the porticos, but where you can see the 3D, there are 3D models of of the porticos. And one thing that I would like to make you see is that this street view technology that we use in collaboration with a startup of young people that is called Trail Me Up can be used also to make a documentation of a temporary exhibition. And now I show you what is the temporary exhibition that we held in the Museum of the City of Bologna that was about Etruscan heritage. Here you can see that the museum can be browsed like a Google Street View model. And that was the main part of our exhibition that Cineca made in the Museum of the City of Bologna. And this is a 3D reconstruction of the sarcophagus of the spouses that is in Villa Giulia Museum. In collaboration with Giugiaro Design, we made a 3D scan of the sarcophagus and then a 3D scale one-to-one model that had to be touched by visitors. That is an example of hands-on museum with the possibility to everybody to have a relation with the heritage that is also about to touch the masterpieces. And we made other technological enhancement in this exhibition that was a video mapping of some rooms that show the Etruscan histories. And also we use a lot of holograms to show the Etruscan heritage. And that allowed me to show you the heritage itself of this exhibition, that is another cultural landscape that we made with the superintendency of the Lazio and southern Etruria. That was also a project that was shown in the Italian Expo. It was called Experience Etruria, and took the history about Etruscan people with the metaphor of the food, showing the roots of water, of wine and salt, oil and wheat, woods, and there is a link to the exhibition itself. We have made a character that is based on the female figure shown in the sarcophagus of the spouses that is called Ati, the Etruscan girl. And I will very quickly show you the teaser of this. I don't know if... This is another 3D model that we have made about tomb, an Etruscan tomb in Cerveteri. This is only the teaser about the project. And it was interesting also, sorry. I'm I'm sorry, for the model of participation of all the little city councils that participated to this project, because we are a public body, we are an university consortium, and so we made different quotas of participation to this project for the very tiny cities and towns that participated to this project. That was about the numbers of people who lived in the city or in the town. So it was a sustainable project that made all those different cities to participate to this project that is spreading inside the Etruscan region, that is about Tuscany, Lazio and Umbria, that are three regions in the center of Italy. And I thank you very much for your attention with my presentation, and I would very like to see you in Milan in the July 2016 for the General Conference of ICOM. Thank you very much.